every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague, back after a week or so off. And question for you, Chris, have you had any snow on the ground yet?
Some parts of the state have, not plowable yet, but we're going to get there pretty soon. We've had a frost, so it's on its way.
Yeah, I'll bet. Plenty of news to talk about this week in the automotive world. Elon Musk is seeking a pay raise. I mean, a pay raise. Reports are he might bail from Tesla if he doesn't get it, and we'll tell you more coming up. New vehicles are getting more expensive, but suggest list prices aren't going up. So what's going on? We'll have the details on that for you. Car makers have decided to step up their cybersecurity in light of the Jaguar Land Rover debacle. I love saying the word debacle. And we'll have details coming up. And a major automaker is celebrating its 70th birthday in America. We'll tell you which one and what they're doing lately coming up. Chris, do you have a favorite among these stories?
I always like talking about long-running automakers.
Maybe you could guess. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. As your longtime listeners to the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country where it might snow. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. Chris, what is your test vehicle this week?
I spent the week driving the 2025 Ford Maverick. It's a compact pickup truck, and I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I look forward to your reaction to that. My wife calls it a toy truck. My test vehicle this week is the all-new Mazda 3 2.5S Carbon Edition. Maybe not all-new, but certainly new. Has all-wheel drive. We'll tell you all about it in our road test segment. Our special guest this week is Beatrice Diaz. She's senior marketing manager on the all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4. I had a chance to talk with her about the RAV4 at the recent introduction event in Arizona. She has a lot of interesting things to say about what is the most popular vehicle in America. So stay with us, and we'll be right back with much more of America on the Road. We're glad you're with us, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11-1, select models only.
If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. It is news time. Plenty of news. And here's a big story, I think. Big story being maybe, just maybe, Elon Musk will be leaving Tesla Motors. I kind of don't think that's going to happen, but I think he's using some leverage because he wants a lot more money. His future with the company could hinge on a single shareholder vote that's coming up this coming week. Tesla chair Robin Denholm has warned investors that if his proposed $1 trillion performance-based pay package is rejected, Musk could leave the company. Well, that's kind of crazy. They want all kinds of stuff. stock options, all kind of hitting ambitious targets are part of the thing. So there are, I guess, landmarks along the way here. But what's your overall take on this? This is kind of insane to me.
Yeah, the numbers are mind-blowing, but you know, I guess it's okay because they put performance targets in that he has to hit before he gets all this money. But look, even if he doesn't get it, I don't see him leaving. He's one of the richest people in the world, and the vast majority of his wealth is tied up in Tesla. So I would assume he would want to stick around and keep an eye on that as it grows or whatever it's going to do. So I don't see him leaving, but I don't know what's going to happen with his pay. I don't think $1 trillion is reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, surely it's kind of nuts. I mean, just as some perspective, I did some research, and here's some earnings from, like, the CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra. She gets almost $30 million, or got almost $30 million in compensation in 2024. You can argue with that being maybe, well, you can have your own opinion on that. Jim Farley at Ford Motor Company, kind of her opposite number at Ford Motor Company, received $24.9 million, mostly from stock and performance bonuses. So that's maybe 40 times more than the combined compensation of those, you know, very, very successful, highly paid chief executives in the automotive industry. I just scratch my head over this one.
I agree. You know, it's automakers are looking to cut costs all over the place, and maybe Tesla is not one of them, but executive salaries are should be on the table. I realize the people making the decisions are the ones cutting their own paychecks, but geez.
Yeah. Well, in next week's show, we'll be reporting on what happened at Tesla and see what happened. And my guess is that Elon Musk will not be leaving Tesla Motors, but maybe that's just a guess. Maybe a somewhat educated guess. Well, what you might have noticed if you've gone into the dealership recently is there are increased prices on vehicles, or total prices on vehicles, but the list prices aren't going up. So what's happening? Well, destination prices are going up. And you know, destination charges have been a thorn in a lot of car buyer's side forever and ever and ever. It's a charge that you can't get rid of. It's supposedly, quote unquote, for freight or to get it there, or they, but it's a big fee. It's a big number, and it keeps going up. To give you some perspective on that, Chevrolet, Ford, and Ram have raised the destination fee on their pickups from about $2,000, which was high enough, to $2,600 in the past year. This is just happening all over the place. I do a lot of comparison tests where I report on total prices, including the destination charge, and I've noticed this escalation for many, many years now. I mean, your take on this, Chris?
Yeah, just a few years ago, it seems that I was writing about an $1,100 destination charge being expensive and giving automakers a bunch of crap about four-digit destination charges. But I guess their costs are rising, so they're going to pass them along wherever they can. And the destination charge is a sneaky way to do that because it keeps it out of the MSRP that they can list and still keep that appealing price as the advertised point.
Yeah, a lot of people compare MSRPs, and then you look at the destination fee, and it might be vastly different. It could differ by $500 or $600, maybe even $1,000. Interestingly enough, too, some luxury brands have kept their destination fee under $1,000. You could say $1,000 to do what, but at least it's $1,000 and not, $2,700, something like that. I mean, it's kind of a sneaky way to raise prices, and I don't know that the consumer is well served by that.
They're not. And it, like I said, it allows the automaker to come out and say, we're holding prices firm in the face of tariffs and in the face of, you know, trade headwinds. And it makes them look good on paper until you actually get to the dealership and start signing the paperwork.
Right. And, they, you know, they say these charges are non-negotiable, but the price of a vehicle is negotiable. So, I mean, it's going to go into the overall price. So I would say negotiate hard and maybe ask the dealer to eat some of that destination charge. Do that. You're about to maybe make another car purchase, Chris. Drive a hard bargain. Get in there and make good things happen. Let's talk about cybersecurity. I mean, this is a story that we've been following, and I'm amazed that this hasn't been a bigger story just in the general news, but cybersecurity threat shut down, essentially totally shut down Jaguar Land Rover. Their factories were shut down for well over a month. It cost the company, this is the reported cost, $2.67 billion in lost revenue. And they're a relatively small company. Think if this happened to a larger company. I mean, there is, I think all of these car companies are probably fairly vulnerable to hackers. Your thoughts, Chris?
Yeah, when you think about the cybersecurity incident at Jaguar, you know, you think about Jaguar as one company. Well, their systems are intertwined with all of their suppliers and all of their everything. There are probably hundreds of companies who share data. So there are a lot of entry points, and it's got to make the automakers very nervous. And as you point out, larger companies like Toyota have experienced some smaller breaches, and they've jumped on it right away. But these ones, the larger ones that are capable of shutting down business, that could be catastrophic for a global company like Toyota or Honda.
Yeah, I think this breach occurred with a supplier, and of course, a lot of all car companies are heavily integrated with their suppliers. And getting parts from their suppliers. This was a compromised connection, just one compromised connection, but went across all the factories and then halted assembly lines from Britain to Slovakia, all around the world. It's really a tough thing and something that I think car companies have to be very, very aware of.
Even dealers, I've said this before on the air, but the fact that dealers had to go back to pencil and paper to finish their deals was the big shocker for me, hearing how far it went out into their network.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Well, we teased a car company that was celebrating a 70th birthday in the United States, and it's Volkswagen of America. It was founded 70 years ago this week, or kind of it was. What they're celebrating was the fact that a Dutch importer named Ben Pahn took two Beetles, Volkswagen Beetles, into New York, and that got things going in 1949 or so. And then the rest is history, I guess. They then established Volkswagen of America. I think they did an amazing job in popularizing import vehicles. Before Volkswagen came here, import vehicles were just oddball things or really high-cost things like the occasional Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce or those kinds of things. But Volkswagen took this in a whole different direction and, you know, built a car for pretty much everybody, hence the term Volkswagen. Chris, thoughts on Volkswagen through the years?
Well, I've owned several Volkswagens, the last one of which did not end so amicably with my ownership period. But, you know, look, they've been consistently one of the mainstream automakers that makes more exciting vehicles to drive. Even their more pedestrian vehicles are noticeably more engaging than their competitors. And to your point, they did help popularize, I can't talk today, imported vehicles and, you know, probably help brands like Toyota and Honda get off the ground here, too. So kudos to them. And even though I probably won't buy one for a while, I'm glad they're here.
Well, it's interesting that you use the term pedestrian in connection with Volkswagen, because sometimes you have to become a pedestrian, depending on the Volkswagen you've had. And the neat thing about the Volkswagens I've owned is I could fix them with simple hand tools, and I kind of understood how they work. That's not exactly the case these days, far from it, as you discovered. But I still love to drive Volkswagen vehicles, and the Volkswagen Tiguan that I drove in North American Car of the Year was one of my favorites among the SUVs that I drove recently. So we'll talk about that in an upcoming show. So.
Yeah, the Tiguan was on my shopping list to replace my GR Corolla. It didn't make the cut because of my history, but it was worthy of a shot.
Right. Well, certainly fun to drive. There's no doubt about that. Well, when we come back, we will be road testing some vehicles, including the Ford Maverick, little pickup truck, and the Mazda 3, which I love saying because, well, I just love saying that. I'm not sure why, but stay with us and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nierad back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate you listening to America on the Road. It honors us that you're with us. It is road test time, and Chris, you were driving a vehicle that I had a little experience with at North American Car of the Year testing. Not exactly the same trim, but certainly the same vehicle. And it's become a very, very popular vehicle. I think we're seeing them all over the place. I certainly see a lot of them here in Southern California. But tell us about the Ford Maverick.
Yeah, I always enjoy my time with the Ford Maverick, and it did, as you said, get a few updates for 2025, including the new Lobo trim, which is like a take on a street truck. It's got lowered suspension and neat wheels and a limited slip differential in the back. So I think you drove that at North American Car and Truck of the Year. Yeah, I was driving the Lariat trim. Before I go any further, do you have any big thoughts you can share about the truck?
You know, it's a vehicle I like a lot and I think is very useful. And it's interesting that my wife has no respect for it whatsoever. She calls it a toy truck. She says the same thing about, I think, the Hyundai Santa Cruz. I'm not sure why, because it strikes me as a size that would be useful for her. But, you know, everybody's got an opinion, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess the bad news is that it's a little bit more expensive than it was when we started out a few years ago. It starts at just under $30,000, which I think was around where it maxed out before or somewhere close to that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, it started out right around 20 or maybe even under 20.
Yeah, and if you go all the way up to the Lobo trim, you're going to spend more than $43,000. Though I will say, in shopping for cars recently, almost all Ford dealerships have some pretty steep discounts on these trucks right now, so I don't know that you'll pay that much. But the 2.5-liter four-cylinder and a hybrid system come standard. My Lariat test truck came with the turbocharged 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine. It's an EcoBoost engine that makes it 250 horsepower. It sends power to all four wheels with an 8-speed automatic transmission. Jack, I have to tell you, I was not expecting this truck to feel quick and lively, but I got both of those things out of it, and I wouldn't call it like a sports car by any means. But I think if you get in this truck and you're using it as a commuter, which a lot of people would, you'll be pleasantly surprised by the power output here. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's got plenty of power. And if you note the way most people drive, they're not heavy on the gas. They're not really accelerating real rapidly from a stoplight or something like that. I think it has plenty of passing power for the freeway or interstate highways. I like the vehicle a lot.
I agree. And one of the things that Ford did pretty well with this vehicle is kept the noise levels in check, even with the hybrid engine. Sometimes in trucks, you get a lot of engine and wind noise and things, and you just don't get a lot of that in the Maverick. It feels pretty relaxed at most times. I wouldn't call it the most refined vehicle on the road, but it's a truck. So what do you expect? Surprisingly decent handling. As I mentioned, it's a smaller truck. The Lobo has a lowered suspension system, so it's going to handle a little bit better, but this truck did just fine. The brakes are solid. The steering is confident, so no complaints there. Inside, and I want to get your opinion on this, Jack, I think this is my biggest complaint with the truck, is that Ford made some really funky design decisions, whether it be the open-ended door handles inside, the way the door pockets are shaped. It's not very intuitive to me. What do you think?
I think it's inventive. That's a positive way to look at the same thing. I think what they had to deal with here is they putting an interior in a very inexpensive truck, and they were trying to keep the cost down. And how do you do that and still make it kind of interesting and appealing? Which to some extent they did, but in doing that, I think they've done exactly what you said. They made it a little harder to use in some instances.
Yeah, and part of the effect is that we swap vehicles every week, and so getting used to some of these features are something that an owner would do over the course of a few weeks. But I will say the combination of these design choices, the open-ended door handles, my hand slides off it a lot. I get, that would probably be used to with the dial, the rotary dial gear selector. There are just a lot of differences here between the Maverick and like an F-150 that somebody would need to take some time to get used to, but nothing super problematic. Inside, Ford gave it a new larger touchscreen for 2025. It's a 13.2-inch unit. It runs the latest sync infotainment system. You get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Sirius XM radio, HD radio, and a whole load of other features. We've talked about Ford Sync ad nauseum on this show. We've always praised it for being responsive and easy to use, and I will still give those labels to it this time. However, I will say the larger screen now incorporates climate controls, and touch-based climate controls are very annoying. Even if you are used to them, it's still difficult to use because you can't build muscle memory with the screen. And that's one step backwards, I think, that Ford took here. With the Lariat, you also get a full safety suite. So you get Co-Pilot 360, and you also get blind spot monitoring, forward collision alerts, and all the rest. Jack, to me, $43K is a lot for this truck. Even if you get a discount down to $39 or $40, which is where I've been seeing them, that's still a lot compared to where we were in 2022.
Boy, absolutely. And I think one of the reasons it became so popular was the low price. It was one of the lowest priced vehicles you could buy, probably still is. But I think that's taking it in a different direction to, well, you can't get a low-end F-150 for that. You know, maybe a Ranger or something like that, a low-end version, probably not that either. Because I'm sure they have figured out what they call in the industry the price walk between these various vehicles here. But wow, that's a lot of money for that vehicle, I think.
Yes, it is.
It's interesting to me that they have stuck with Sync when their top system now is a non-Sync Google, Google on board, or Google based system. What's your take on that?
I would need to ask a Ford engineer the exact reasoning behind it. My assumption is that the architecture of the Maverick is a bit older and they can't adapt the software from the new interface to the older architecture of the vehicle. But that would be my guess, not a confirmation.
I think that's a logical thing to think. At the same time, you're getting a system that now Ford is admitting is not, state of the art. So I think that's interesting too. I like the Maverick. I've said this before. I think this is a handy size. I think there's a lot to like about it. And for the way a lot of people use their pickup truck, you can use that open bed for a lot of things. And at the same time, it's not gigantic. I think there's a lot to like about it. I'm sure, and there's not as much to like about it at $40,000 as there was when it was $30,000.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I was driving a vehicle. I'm going to tell you right off the top, I like this vehicle a lot, and I like this configuration of the vehicle. I'm talking about the Mazda 3. This was in 2.5S Carbon Edition trim, the sedan, not the hatchback. And this included all-wheel drive, so it's a good-looking car, has a nice-looking exterior. Of course, Mazda interiors are very, very nice. It had red leather inside, which my wife hates, but I think it's kind of cool. And I think there's a lot to like about this because it's very upscale, but it's not all that expensive. Spoiler alert here, this was less than $30,000, or right around $30,000 or so. So I see your eyes light up a little bit when I say that, because that's not something we're expecting these days, and especially out of a vehicle like this, essentially kind of premium in the compact sedan class. From a 35,000-foot level, what's your quick reaction to that?
Well, I remain surprised that Mazda can offer so many configurations of all of its different vehicles. Yeah. But the result is that you can get nicer trims without spending, the top of your budget.
Yeah. I mean, this has a naturally aspirated four-cylinder engine. It's not the most powerful engine, and we'll talk about that. It has a nice automatic transmission, works just fine. Many features from higher trims. It has wireless smartphone connectivity. It has leather upholstery that I talked about. Heated front seats, one of my favorite things, along with heated steering wheel. Anything heated, I kind of like. I must have horrible circulation. The starting MSRP on this vehicle was $29,610. And I think as tested, I'll get to that, but it's right around $30,000, maybe $31,000, something like that. It has a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, 191 horsepower. That's not that's a reasonable amount of horsepower. There were a lot of times when, the quote-unquote sport versions of vehicles this size had 191 horsepower not that many years ago. Not necessarily a torque monster, but I think it's nice. It is paired with a 6-speed automatic transmission, which I found interesting, as a manual shift mode. And then it has this all-wheel drive system, and it's not just your standard issue all-wheel drive system, pretty sophisticated. It has torque vectoring and things like that. Overall, this vehicle handles really well and is, at the same time, pretty comfortable ride. I think if you want something that's a little bit upscale as a commuter car, it's hard to say that something $32,000 is a screaming bargain, but I think this kind of is.
Yeah, you get most of the way to a premium vehicle at a much lower price tag. And so that's been, you know, the big draw there. And Mazda's interiors, look, you might not get, you know, quilted leather and all the things inside, but it's a nice space. They look nice and the materials are nice enough for the price for sure.
Yeah, yeah. It had good looking paint, you know, well finished paint, this carbon edition, 18-inch black finish aluminum alloy wheels. It has gloss black heated side mirrors. And, you know, this is a look that, Chris, you love all the time. You love these black additions. It isn't called that, though. I think it's just a good looking car. It's not overdone. To its credit, it doesn't have a wing or spoiler on the rear. I think it's just a good-looking, you know, kind of normal sedan. And as I say, it has a red leather trim seats inside and eight-way power driver seat with lumbar support and memory. Dual zone climate control is standard as well. Then we get to the infotainment. And we say this all the time about Mazda's infotainment. I wish it weren't true, but it still is true. This has an 8.8-inch infotainment display, kind of on the small side these days. It does have wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, but it's not a touchscreen. And to me, I don't even think it's acting as much of a touchscreen as maybe some Mazdas I've driven in the past. Maybe I'm just imagining that, but your quick take on the infotainment system.
Yeah, again, it's probably one of those things that you'd get used to over time, but the resulting, you know, action here is that it takes forever to scroll through long lists of songs and radio stations. So I think, you know, there could be a middle ground maybe, but I'm not a fan of it.
But this is still a vehicle to look at. It has great safety as well. I don't have time to kind of go over all those things, but excellent safety. So I think at a vehicle that's priced at around $30,000 and $32,000, this is a kind of semi-luxury sedan. I think it's a really good value, and I think people should take a look at the Mazda 3 in this carbon edition.
I agree.
And when we come back, we will have a terrific guest, and her name is Beatriz Diaz, and she is the marketing manager on the all-new RAV4, which is very cool. I got a chance to drive that, so stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We check the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great-place-to-work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jeffy Red back with you. We're outside Scottsdale, Arizona, and getting the opportunity to drive one of the most popular vehicles in the United States, the all-new version of the Toyota RAV4. With me is an expert on that, marketing expert and just all-around expert, Beatrice Diaz. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. This is one of the most important vehicles in the marketplace, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, for sure, Jack. This is our number one selling SUV, 8 years and counting. In fact, we actually outsold the F-150 last year.
Impressive, so, yes.
Yes, very impressive. And we noticed that this vehicle was lacking some emotion. And this new generation is really bringing that emotion and fun back to the segment, right? Yeah. It's a segment that we know is full of rational and practical buyers, which is great.
Right.
But we want some energy back in the segment, and this vehicle is going to do that.
It's kind of interesting to me that you have this vehicle that is absolutely so successful. It is so successful that two of my three daughters drive RAV4s, one a Gen 4, one a Gen 5. They're really interested in the new one, of course, and I've recommended the RAV4 to my third daughter, who's not driving one yet. But, you know, so we've got a lot of this in the family, but it's interesting that you want to take a vehicle that's already so successful and then take it up a notch or two or three.
Exactly.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, it's something that we've noticed for years in the segment. It's more of a trend that we're noticing, and the vehicle on paper, just like others, right, does really well. It has all the specs, all the features, all the safety, but that white space that we needed to uncover was really that emotional connection. And, you know, we can show the vehicle doing all these things and fulfilling your lifestyle, but this one's really going to take it up, as you were mentioning, to that next level. That, you know, it has style. It has the latest in technology. We're really happy with our 24 multimedia system that's getting introduced with this model, our new safety system, TSS 4.0. The unique styling elements, as we talked about earlier, we have three unique identities for this vehicle.
Yeah.
We have our core.
Walk me through that, because that's interesting. That's probably one of the ways you're putting more emotion in this, right?
Sure.
Is you're tailoring it a little more for particular buyers. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's correct. So we have three unique identities, what we're calling our core grade identities. And then we have our rugged grade identities and sport grade. And it's really, to your point, making sure that there's a RAV4 for everyone. Right. And it's a vehicle that will enable people's lifestyles, depending on if you're more of that stylish type of person and you want, you know, those modern luxuries. You have your core grades. Right. You have your limited, which is the hero of that category.
Mm-hmm.
If you're more of that outdoor enthusiast. Right. And you want to go and take the road less traveled, that beaten road off the beaten path, you get into your woodland grade. Right. And if you are, you know, looking for that performance and handling, you go into our sport grades, and that GR Sport being the epitome of that.
Yeah. Well, and it's exciting to have that. Let's talk a little bit about the rationale for the GR Sport, because it's all new, obviously, for this year, for this generation. It's taking the vehicle in a different performance direction. Gazoo racing, you know, is what GR is all about, right? I mean, it's there are other GR models, the GR Corolla, for example, very impressive vehicle. My co-host on the show owns one and drives that.
Nice.
Tell us a little bit about the rationale for the vehicle and what it delivers.
Yeah. And again, playing off of that theme, right, of the emotion, I think the GR brand itself does a lot of that for the company. And this is a vehicle, again, our number one seller. What better way to bring that emotion and then to introduce this really great sub-brand that we have at the company? And, you know, I think one thing that we're being very clear about is how we're positioning it, right? We don't want to overpromise, right? But we know that it's not a GR. Right. We know it's not a GR product, but it's part of the GR company and part of that GR lineup. So it's your introduction into that type of world. So you're getting those great styling elements, those great performance enhancements. But we're not pretending that this is the vehicle you're going to drive on the track.
Yeah. Right? It's not really a track vehicle. Right. Not big engine changes or those kind of things. Right.
Right.
But things that hint at.
Correct. You'll see the nod, the cues, and those things that once you see them, it brings a smile to your face and you start noticing that difference or that nod into that GR company type of brand.
Yeah. It's a little lower, a little snarkier, kind of different cues all the way around, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. You have your grille, your matrix grille. You have your rear wing type spoiler. So again, a lot of those little elements that give a nod into GR brand. You have your aluminum sport pedals. The interior is gorgeous. If you haven't had a chance to look at it yet, you'll notice the GR brand stitching in the headrest, the perforated red suede seat inserts. It's a gorgeous. I mean, that's the vehicle. When I look at it, when someone asks me which is your personality, it's that one.
Cool.
I love it.
Hot driver. Talk about the off-road version of
the Woodland.
Yeah.
So that, again, is to tailor to that personality, right? That type of customer that wants to go outdoors. Maybe not the body on frame type of person that's doing the extreme type of activity, but it's going to
not
satisfy.
Not a forerunner person.
Correct,
right.
At all. But it's going to satisfy the need, right, for those customers, right? It's really, I think, the epitome of an SUV, right? Like your SUVs are intended to go out and show capability and versatility, and the Woodland does that. It's a little bit higher ride height, given the off-road wheels that it has or tires.
A little thick, wider sidewall, which is great for off-roading, right?
And then even the front fascia of the vehicle is different compared to our core grades and our sport grades. And that's really intended to help emphasize that outdoor adventure type of lifestyle. So you'll notice the roof rails that are Woodland branded. You'll see the unique Woodland badge on the back of the vehicle. So there's a lot of great elements inside the vehicle. Again, a very unique interior that's tailored for that Woodland buyer. It's our mineral green interior. You'll notice some more like rugged or like typical like off-road type of elements, you know, looking at the gear shift, looking at the center console lid, little things like that give a nod into that outdoor lifestyle.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of these vehicles of this type coming into the marketplace. It's very popular with people. I mean, it's in some ways more of a styling thing or like a lifestyle expression thing than it is really going off-road. I think it's kind of expressing, I could go off-road. I kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
It helps inspire that, right? I think we'd started noticing, obviously, during COVID, right? A lot of people were just turning to that type of lifestyle to get, you know, going on adventures, going on long road trips. People just started doing more and more of that. And I think we took that as inspiration to produce or develop a product that's going to meet that need. And yes, there is a lot of great styling element, but there's also a lot of capability with this product. So it's something that internally we joke about. I mentioned earlier about which one is your personality. We all have a different one that represents us. And I appreciate that. I'm not an outdoorsy person, but this is one that I appreciated that it kind of inspires me to want to go do the off-road course because I wouldn't do it otherwise. But this vehicle, I feel that I can do it. I can conquer it.
You can do it. And it's not too intimidating, right? Yeah, it's not taking. Talk to us about powertrain. I think that's an interesting thing here. And we don't have to go deeply into the technical aspects of the powertrains, but you have interesting powertrains here, concentrating on hybrid types, hybrid and plug-in hybrid, I think. Yep. Yeah, walk us through that.
Yep. So with this new generation, we're going 100% electrified, right, to help with our electrification message and strategy for the company. So we want to give people choice. And we are introducing our fifth generation hybrid system on this vehicle, as well as our sixth generation plug-in hybrid system. So you have the choice across all of our, most of our grades. GR Sport is the only one that's exclusive to plug-in hybrid.
Yes.
But
because that's the highest performing higher performing of the two.
I believe it's
right.
324 horsepower on that one.
Yeah,
so
impressive. Yeah.
But yeah, we are really following suit. Right. We did this move with Camry, with the latest generation Camry, with Sienna going 100% electrified. So we're seeing success in that, and we see that customers are now becoming more comfortable with hybrid technology, getting them more familiar with plug-ins, right? There's still some hesitation out there, just lack of knowledge, but we hope that with this new generation, we'll be able to help satisfy those needs.
And hybrid now, and I just experienced this. I just got out of the RAV4, one of the new generation RAV4s that was a hybrid, not a plug-in hybrid, but a quote-unquote conventional hybrid. The drivability is so good. I mean, it's not just about fuel economy. In fact, maybe fuel economy is secondary to the fact that this is so smooth, so quiet. I mean, talk a bit about that and what you get out of hybridization.
Yeah, I think one thing that through our research, we've also learned that customers, when they hear the word hybrid or even plug-in hybrid, there's some immediate hesitation. Mm-hmm. And I think what's surprising, and you know, you spoke to this, like once they drive the vehicle, they fall in love with the performance, right? They fall in love with the smoothness, the quietness, the handling, and then they don't realize that it's an actual hybrid vehicle.
Yeah.
And I think it helps then get them over that hesitation, that initial hesitation that they had once they're in the vehicle. So I think it really, the performance, the smoothness of the engine really helps with that.
Yeah.
It helps close
and, you know, making the base vehicle, so there's really no choice. If you're going to get a RAV4, you're going to get this, and you get all the benefits of it. I almost think maybe not even calling it a hybrid would be a good thing,
right?
Because there should be no hesitation. And this is just part of the drivability, part of improving drivability of this vehicle in all ways. Fuel economy, but general drivability.
Yeah, consumer perception has definitely shifted, right? I think when consumers heard the word hybrid, they would think about fuel economy first. But there's been a lot of change and improvements over the years. And it's really now, I think you mentioned this earlier, too, it's more of a secondary thing, right? They fall in love with the look. They fall in love with the feel of the vehicle. And then the cherry on top, so to say, is the fact that it is a hybrid engine.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about the mainstream models, because that's probably 80%, more than 80% of the total volume, I would imagine. A lot of improvements there. A lot of, you know, I'm pretty cognizant, having two daughters driving RAV4s, with how the vehicle has evolved. But there's a lot in this interior that's a lot better than the previous ones. Talk about that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's definitely redesigned inside and out. We have a lot of new technology that's being introduced to this vehicle. So a lot of Toyota firsts with the model. I had mentioned earlier, our 24 multimedia system is awesome. We have a standard 12.9-inch screen on the limited grade, and our instrument panel is all digital as well. So you can actually see your maps on your display audio and reproduce the same maps on your instrument panel. So there's a lot of those little touches in there. We have a shift-by-wire shifter that's on the limited grade, available on the limited grade. Panoramic moonroof is standard on the limited grade. So we're trying to bring more of those premium type of features that customers are expecting at that level of vehicle, and showing it as more of a standard for them, and also to help bring with, you know, reinforce that energy and that excitement with the model. So it's not your typical safety QDR type. You get more than that, right? It's one-upping what we're used to.
Yeah. But and you've upgraded safety. I mean, tell me about, what is it? TSS 4.0? Is
correct.
That
what it is? Yeah, okay. TSS 4.0. So we'll be the first model to introduce the new TSS system. And again, a lot of enhancements to the existing system. A lot of specific things. I think panoramic view monitor is one of the features that we are talking a lot about, too, that you actually, similar to your phone device, right, your iPhone or your Android device, you're able to zoom in and out and look all around your vehicle, what's around you. So it's a really cool feature, but also I think it helps with safety as well. It gives you peace of mind. Like if you're parked in a parking garage and you don't know what's around, you're able to see that before you.
Of all the features and all the newness of this, all that's going on with RAV4, what do you think is the coolest thing? Just to you.
To me, personally, the style. It's the style.
Okay.
I love the style. I love the look of the vehicle. I love that there's three different styling identities for the vehicle. I think it's a really cool thing is the fact that the vehicle kept a lot of its DNA, right, in terms of shape. And I think it was something that I know our engineering team, our chief engineer, really worked hard to maintain because it was such a home run. Current generation has been.
Right, right.
And we didn't want to mess too much with a good formula, but truly try to find a way to make those enhancements that would take it a step above.
Yeah.
But for me, it's styling.
Yeah,
100%.
I think they really achieved that. Well, Beatriz Diaz, thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redback with you, and it is listener question time. It's the final segment of this edition of America on the Road. We love to get your questions and comments, so send them along to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. Here's a provocative question from Manny. In Roanoke, Virginia, it says, I have a 2011 Volkswagen Jetta. Why does the service light on my dash keep turning on and off?
Well, a 14-year-old Jetta could be the start of the problem. No, I'm joking. The check engine light can mean literally almost anything under the sun. It could be that you have an intermittently loose fuel cap. It could mean that you've got some issues, maybe an exhaust leak somewhere that's only the sensors can only pick it up every so often. Or it could be something catastrophic in the engine. You know, you really don't know. I think your best bet, if you're comfortable doing this at home, is to get a code reader, an OBD2 code reader, and plug it into your dash. If you're not comfortable doing that, I think you can go to like Advanced Auto Parts or something and pay them maybe nothing for free to have it done.
Yeah, they might even do that for free just to help you out there and maybe sell you some auto parts. It could be something as simple as tire pressure. I think the 2011 Jetta has tire pressure monitoring. I think most cars and certainly more modern cars have that. And I think back in those days, that kind of system wasn't all that sophisticated. So it could be something like that. if your car is running properly or seems to be running properly, like you say, drive in to an auto parts store. They'll put a scope on it and something like that. And
yeah. Sometimes you're just over your recommended maintenance interval. You need an oil change, something
right,
like that.
Right, but yeah. And they can just throw a switch and make those codes go away.
Yes.
Well, that wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is available in both ebook and paperback form exclusively at Amazon. Look for it at Amazon. We have links in the show notes to that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And, of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, right, Chris?
That's right. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the others. Like us, leave us a review, download the show. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We'd love that. We have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. We have all kinds of content going up there these days, so take a look at that. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. We do appreciate that. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have many choices, so the fact that you're listening to America on the Road honors us. We feel good about that. And please do it again next week for the next edition of America on the Road.